Now you can say it again.
Look at you next time. All right. The chair will call the committee to order at 6:30 p.m. Good evening, everyone. We should take attendance first, right? Yeah, sure.
We can. I usually just know everybody who's here and just mark them down.
Okay. All right. That works. Are there any citizen comments? Going once? Going twice? Citizen comments is closed. Motion to approve the minutes of 4/4/12.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Supervisor Decker, seconded by Supervisor Arrington. Motion passes. Overview of the department. Oh, sorry. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Chair votes aye. Overview of the Department of Human Services.
Thank you. My thoughts is this was our first meeting and getting together with a few new supervisors. Then it'd be a good time just to give you a brief overview of human services. Once again, my name is John Jansen. I'm the department head for Kenosha County Department of Human Services and have been in this position since 2008. Prior to that, I have a number of different positions, mostly with Children and Family Services with the county since about 1989. So I've been around for a while. This is certainly just scratching the surface. What we do every year is prepare an annual report that we'll get out hopefully by our next meeting and have for you folks and all county board supervisors that kind of highlights various things in each division. The other thing that I would offer this evening and at any point in time is we can tour the job center as a group, or if you'd like to come down individually and take a look at how things are set up and how we're doing things, you can contact me or go through Sharon. And arrange that. That's no problem at all. We've done that in the past. In fact, the last time the elections occurred, we had a number of new supervisors come through just to see what it is we do down there. We're located at 8600 Sheridan Road, if you're not familiar with the Job Center. We've been a one-stop shop, and by that I mean everybody on this org chart that you're looking at, with the exception of Brookside, our nursing home, is located in the Job Center. We have a number of community partners that work with us in the Job Center, providing services to the families and clients that we work with. So just organizationally, I'm the director. Located right below me in these gray boxes are folks that are in the office of director, with the exception of our medical examiner, who has an office out in the Job Center but outside my office, that have direct reports to me. Doug Bartz, he was hired in January to replace John Milosaskis, who had been our long-term Job Center manager. And Doug comes to us through Milwaukee, working similar programs up there. And that generally is a position that works with dislocated workers, folks that have been laid off, or folks that are in situations where they need maybe more job training to make the next level of whatever the next hiring level for their companies are. So they also run the summer youth program, which we'll talk about here on occasion, that this year we're looking at probably hiring a similar number of kids that we had last summer, about over 200 kids, defined as at-risk kids, and at-risk can mean problems at school, in the home, and in the community. So they can be kids that are on papers for getting in trouble with the police, or they can be kids that just have a number of issues outside of the court system, and putting them to work has always been a good thing. I think if you've read the paper on a regular basis in our community, you've seen where juvenile crime has dropped the last several years. And although not directly linked to the summer youth employment, we think that that has one of many things that we're doing that has assisted us in lowering that rate. Our central service manager position is currently vacant. That posting will go up shortly, and that oversees all of our business operations in the Job Center for like copy machines, printers, our safety positions, mail, things along that line. Our contract monitor, Diane Neeson, sets up our contracts for all of our providers and makes sure that all the legalese language is in there through Corp Counsel. And also is in charge of overseeing our RFP, request for proposal process, that we can talk about later. Of course, our medical examiner, Patty Hall, Patrice, was hired last fall. She is a lay medical examiner. We still use Milwaukee to do all of our autopsies. And we can have Patrice come in here and present to you at any point in time also. The assistant to the director retired in December. I left that position vacant in the budget, so I do not plan on filling that this year. And we'll take a look at what that may look like in the future for 2013 on. Jennifer Mador is an employee who runs our planning and evaluation unit, does a lot of grant writing and work along those lines. Ed Jakes develops software for many of our programs. And then on the far right there is Lori Staves, who's our Director of Fiscal Services. And you'll see a lot of Lori in these meetings. At budget time, you'll see a lot of her. She is very good at her presentations. She is a dot on the org chart because her direct report is to Mr. Hurdston, whose office is just on the opposite side of the wall there. But she is located in our building and supervises all of our fiscal staff. Below that, we get into our various divisions, and as you can see there, we'll start with Adeline Green, who is our Director of Workforce Development, providing the economic support workers, child support, and income maintenance workers. If you at all paid attention to what happened in the state last year, the governor and the state recommended we get involved in consortiums, so we've teamed up with Racine to provide our income maintenance work. That started in January, so we're kind of in the early stages of seeing how that goes. But we've been working with Racine fairly closely, and I think still getting the services out to the families that need them. Laverne Jarls is our Director of Division of Aging and Disability Services, and below her are her managers. Certainly they do adult protective service calls, elderly and disability services, and the mental health and protective services are their big areas. Ron Rogers is our Director of Division of Children and Family Services, and that's the group that gets involved in any child abuse or neglect investigation. They have a child welfare unit that provides ongoing supervision to families who are in court for abuse and neglect issues, and they also provide supervision to kids who are adjudicated delinquent. And those ages are from 10 to 17 in that age group. With that, we also have a special needs coordinator, Chris Reibel. And he is involved in all the autism programs, birth to three, early head start, things along that line. Nancy Morey is our coordinator of our prevention services network. They have an office on the first floor in the job center that has a resource room. They host a number of things for families throughout the week and months, and get a lot of folks dropping in just saying, hey, I need help or assistance with this and that. So that's a great resource. Cindy Johnson, who is seated here today, is our Director of the Division of Health, and they provide a number of services to our community that I'm sure Cindy will be happy to discuss with you at any point in time. And Mark is also with her today. He'll be presenting the ordinance that is on the agenda for your consideration. He's the new manager for the environmental health area. Fran Petrick is the director at Brookside, and as I mentioned before, Brookside is not located at the job center, and Brookside has a direct report to the county executive. Lori provides a lot of fiscal support to them, and that's really the connection back under Human Services. And then Daryl Green is our director of Veteran Services, and that is a three-person office with Mike Roscoe and Eileen also in that office. So they provide services to vets, and then I had a conversation earlier with Chairman Hallman, who had indicated that that was one issue he'd like to hear about as far as the services we're giving to vets as they return back into the community. So that is a real quick scratch the surface overview. I've also provided another sheet with all of our phone numbers. And as I look at this, I believe there are direct lines. So with our email addresses, if anyone has any questions at any point in time about anything, feel free to give any one of us a call. If you can't find us, go to Sharon, listen right below me, she'll find us, and we'll get back to you. You know, my goal has always been as a department head to be transparent, and to, if I don't have the answer to your questions, we'll get the answers to your questions, and then we'll move forward with what we're trying to do as a human service department and through this committee. So, I don't know if anybody has any questions, comments?
I just want to say, as a physician, if you ever want a physician's lay opinion anytime, okay, whether I'm on the committee or whether I'm a county supervisor, I'm at your disposal.
Thank you.
I'm off on Wednesdays.
Good time
to call. just to let you know. That's when to call.
Well, that would be great.
Can I ask a question? I'm on Mr. Jansen. I see that you got the Veterans Service Office. Yeah, I see they have a budget of $275,000, and it said that it's to furnish aid to veterans, their spouses, their children. What percentage of that budget goes to aid veterans?
The majority. Historically, we've only received $13,000 from the state as the contribution to the vet's office, and that's been 4 years. So that's all of the money we get from the state. A lot of that money is for specific programs, but they also can tap into federal resources. So that money isn't limited by the amount of the budget. They can go up, and if it's somebody needing to further their education, they aren't taking it necessarily out of the monies that are in their budget today, but they can go and connect that person with the other federal programs that exist for
veterans. So that $275,000 is not for the veterans?
Yes, it is, because with three people in that office, I'd have to go back and check the budget, but I know that shouldn't be for three salaries. Or I should work at the vet's
office. Transfer.
But, yeah, so I can get more information on that, too. So, but, yeah, I don't have the exact percentage of that.
I mean, certainly, you know, since you've raised it as a concern, it's something that we can look at moving forward. I mean, as it's already been stated, veterans is definitely something we're going to be looking into, so we can dig a little deeper into that if you'd like.
Thank you.
Any questions else for Mr. Jansen? Okay, seeing none, moving on.
Once again, I just offer to you that if you want to come down and have a tour, if Wednesdays work for folks, that'd be great, or just contact us and we'll set that up for you. So thank you.
Yeah, for those who've not had a tour, you should definitely do it. It's worth seeing. 640, ordinance number 5.
Yeah, we're on number 5.
Yeah. So agenda item 5. I don't know what it is.
Good evening. Jansen mentioned, I'm Sydney Johnson, the Division of Health, and we're bringing forward an ordinance from the Health Department to repeal and recreate Chapter 16 of the Municipal Code of Kenosha County. And we had an opportunity to take a look at the information that was provided in your packet. It's an environmental health and food ordinance that sets license and application fees for restaurants, hotels, and campgrounds, swimming pools, tattoo, and body piercings. And we started renewals for our license at the beginning of May, and we have about 1,000 licenses annually. Mark Baltic is the environmental manager, and he's able to answer any specific problematic questions that you might have in your renewal package.
I have a question. I know this is almost 10 years old, but were these fees updated along the way, or are these old fees?
Certain fees get upgraded every year.
Good.
Okay. 2.5%.
Okay. So they do. So these aren't old fees only.
Only the couple that were changing.
Okay.
Do we have any information at all as to what our costs are to do these inspections?
For a complete restaurant inspection?
Sure.
We haven't really looked into that. The fees we were looking at was just for the late fees.
Okay.
And how much that costs us. Okay.
For Supervisor Davis?
So when you raise the late fees, you're basing that on our costs, correct?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, because the month of July, we run around to a lot of places that failed to send in their restaurant renewals. So we figured we'd make at least 2 to 3 trips to each restaurant to try to collect the money. And that just, the $50 that we had in the past just didn't cover our cost. So I checked with other counties, and the majority of them were at least $100 for their late fees.
Thank you.
Is there a notice in doubt that folks are late, or...?
We sent a renewal out the first week of May,
uh-huh.
And in bold letters on there, by June 30th, they know their license expires June 30th every year, and that has to be in our office by then.
Okay.
Now, you said that you had to make 2 or 3 trips for some of the restaurants.
Yeah.
Do you charge them by
no,
the times that you
put? No, it's a $50 late fee.
Why did you have to make the 2 or 3 trips?
Majority of the time we'd go there, and then they'd say, we mailed it in. So then we'd wait a week, and it never came in the mail. So then we'd have to go back out And then they'd say, oh, well, I'll write you a check now. Or they'll say, well, when do I have to pay this? And July 15th is our drop dead date, where either they're paid or they have to apply for a new license and pay pre-inspection fees.
Was there ever discussed maybe to charge per trip if really they don't follow on that?
Not really, because sometimes it really, it depends. Sometimes you can get a hold of people by phone. You know, some are a little easier. So, or some we do get, you know, the letters in the mail, you know, but then there are other ones we're chasing around. And with the whole county, just travel time to some of these places, you know, to find them open is difficult.
Are we allowing a length of leeway? Okay, if they are supposed to have renewed by a certain date and they have not yet renewed, are we allowing a grace period of leeway there for their business establishment to continue to operate until they're licensed?
Yes, 15 days.
And in the event that they don't meet the requirement in the 15 days, are they immediately closed down, or what do we do?
We would issue a closed order on the 16th.
So you send a sheriff out there, or what?
No,
how's that
happen? We have closed orders that we just issued.
Okay.
Has there been any thought given to an online payment system for establishments so that they can hopefully avoid late fees?
We do have an online payment system.
Oh, that's on there. And folks don't necessarily make use of it? Or?
So, not generally.
Okay.
You know, I bet you less than 10% of the establishments pay by, you know, credit card.
Hmm. Okay. Supervisor Decker.
I noticed throughout you changed HFS to DHS. What was HFS?
Health and Family Services.
Okay, thank you.
Department of Health Services now, that was a state change.
I just wanted to point out, too, on 16.12.2, you actually noted a change, but you actually mentioned the reference.
And what was that?
16.12.2.
Okay.
Vicky?
Yes, so basically you send out those establishments a name, and they have to pay their fees by the end of June. So they're giving them all this time, and then after that date, you give them another 15 days.
Right.
On top of that, I think it worked well with the establishment and getting the payment. From what I understand and researching, it's $50 is what you've been charging these establishments for many, many years.
Yes.
Cost of doing business has gone up a little bit. I don't see a problem in raising $50. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Chairman Dan.
Through the chair, I have a question. I'm looking at this license fee chart and 16.07-3. I'm a little confused as to there's charges right here across from the different rooms, and then down below there's the same rooms with another number. Can you explain that to me?
Those are the pre-inspection fees when you have a new establishment for us to go out and do the complete inspection of the facility and put all the paperwork into the state. That's a fee on top of their license fee for their first year.
This is up on top?
No, on top one, that's your annual license fee.
Okay, and then down below is the first time new fee?
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Okay. Sure. I also had a question that you brought up, a good question. What are the actual costs? I mean, what does it cost us to do these inspections and such? I mean, has anybody ever done a fiscal analysis of what it costs us and what we, not that we're going to make money or anything, but I think that was a valid question.
No one to this point has done it.
But these have been increased, correct?
The restaurant, the licenses have been increased annually, 2.5%.
But not the hotel inspections, or?
But not the late fees. Late fees have not been changed in over 10 years. And the other fee was the inspection fees for temporary restaurants. Went up from $20
they
to $30.
Grow. Okay, as long as things have grown up.
I just come from finance, and I mean, I always want to know what it's actually costing us roughly to do these inspections and what the fees are. So
we just know that we're trying to get it to be a deterrent, the $100.
Well, I understand what you're doing, and I don't disagree with anything you're doing, but I thought it was a valid question. What are the costs?
Yeah.
What does it cost us to do an inspection?
That's something that we can look into. We already track time with the staff with all of our programs and services, and so we entered into a computer system. So that's something that we can access. But you can see the customer service effort that's gone into this program. We've done an assessment with other counties of similar size and population in order to take a look at their fees, and so we're bringing them up to the comparable rate, but further looking into actual cost, that's something that
we can do. It'd be nice to know what you start at. Well, you know, I mean, I can't get my arms around something if I don't know where I'm starting.
Right.
So.
Also, if we could get a list of some of those county comparables, that would be great.
Sure.
Does anyone else have any questions?
I'd like to make a motion to approve.
Second.
It's been a motion by Supervisor Arrington, seconded by Supervisor Decker. All in favor?
Aye.
Wait, discussion. We should discuss it first, right?
We discussed.
Okay. All right.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Any other business is authorized by law? Nope. Oh.
Supervisor Dodge asked a question about the vets budget when I was up there, and I was sitting back here thinking the majority of that budget probably does go towards salaries in that office. And what they're doing is then referring and sending these folks out to the programs that I had indicated before. But I have to get you the exact percentage of the budget that pays for that. Three people in the office, the director and two, excuse me, clerk, 990 clerical employees that have been there quite a long time. So I'm sure they're at the upper range of their salary with fringes. And then there are monies that we set aside for emergency uses for vets. They can get gas cards and things along that line in order to make trips down to North Chicago or other vet centers as needed. So I'll get back to you with more detail on that.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I have one question. I was very interested in Brookside. So is Brookside not going to be discussed here ever?
It's not on the agenda. Does
no,
it?
No,
not,
Brookside not, does report to this committee.
It does.
Yeah, they,
okay.
they have a board of trustees that they meet with on a monthly basis, but they're in front
they
of this
They will come in front
often.
Of Okay, that,
yeah,
I want to make sure of that.
Before reporting on a
That's
inspection.
Good, because I have some issues to discuss when that comes. Okay.
Okay. Any committee member comments? Seeing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Motion. Second.
Okay. Motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Committee's adjourned.
What's going on with you doing?
I know Brookside very well, but.